Comparison of ancient and present day religion. The booklet, The Last Judgment and Babylon Destroyed, shows that a religious era comes to an end when there is no more faith, because there is no more kindness. Today, the Christian denominations are divided among themselves only by points of faith, but when there is no kindness, there is no faith. So before I go on to the new religion's philosophy, I would like to say something about the ancient people's perspective on kindness. When I say Christian denominations, I mean the Reformed or Evangelical or Protestant denominations, but not Roman Catholicism, since it is not Christian. Christians worship the Lord and read the Bible. It is different in the Catholic Church. There, they worship themselves instead of the Lord. People are not allowed to read the Bible, and the Pope's statements are given an authority equal to or even higher than the Bible. The perspective on kindness, a philosophy about life, was the central concept in the ancient religions. This perspective united all the religions, although there were many of them. They all worked together, since they considered all people who spent their lives doing good things through kindness to be religious people. They called them brothers, even if they disagreed about what was true, what we call faith today. One of their acts of kindness was to teach each other what was true, but they were not offended if someone did not agree with their opinion. They knew that the more people are involved in doing good things, the more they accept true ideas. Since the people in the ancient religions were like this, they had more depth as human beings than we do now. They were also wiser than we are. When we're doing good things out of love and kindness, our inner self is in heaven, in a community of angels who do the same kind of good things as we do. Our minds are led into deeper things, and we become wise. Wisdom can only come from heaven, which means it comes to us through heaven from the Lord. There is wisdom in heaven because the people there do things that are good. Wisdom is seeing truth in its own light. And the light of truth is the light that exists in heaven. But with the passing of time, that ancient wisdom faded away as the human race moved away from the good qualities that come from loving the Lord and loving other people, the love called kindness. It also moved away from wisdom, since it was moving away from heaven. This is how we lost our original depth, becoming more and more superficial as time went on. When we become superficial, we also become materialistic and physical-minded. Then we do not care about anything that has to do with heaven. We're completely engrossed in the pleasures of material loves and the trouble we get into by loving these pleasures. When we hear anything about life after death, heaven and hell, or anything spiritual, it seems extraneous to us, and not as if it's a part of our inner being as it should be. That is why the perspective on kindness, which was so precious to the ancient people, has been lost in our era. These days, who knows what kindness and friendship really mean? Yet this perspective on kindness explains not only these things, but countless others that we do not know a thousandth of now. Everything in the Holy Book relates to the philosophy of love and kindness. The Lord was explaining this when he said, "You will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest rule. The second is similar. You will love other people as much as you love yourself. The law and prophets depend on these two rules." Matthew 22:37-39. The law and prophets means the whole Bible.